proclamation number 4705 dated the August 5th, 1949. Thirst for knowledge. Unlimited knowledge. The field of knowledge is boundless. And even if you believe that you have been exhaustively taught by me, it is nevertheless merely minimal knowledge, although it is sufficient in order to instruct your fellow human beings in turn and to impart a glimmer of realization to them. Yet you could constantly receive new knowledge. Time and again you would be given new information in all fields. Time and again you could broaden your knowledge, and the questions and answers would have no end. But it is entirely up to yourselves as to how deeply you want to penetrate the fountain of wisdom. The aspirant's desire will always be fulfilled, and there for you, who are being trained for teaching work, will time and again be stimulated through spiritual discussions, so that through your conversations you discover gaps in your knowledge in order to kindle your thirst for knowledge, which subsequently can be satisfied. I want you to ask questions so that I am able to answer you. It is my will that you take an active interest in conversations of a spiritual kind, that you don't merely listen but allow your heart and intellect to be impressed. Then elucidating knowledge will be imparted to you, which will satisfy you and make you grow in wisdom, faith and strength. The deeper you penetrate spiritual knowledge, the more convincingly you will be able to believe, and the closer you will come to me and receive strength from me directly. The fountain of knowledge is inexhaustible, and the field which only I can open up to you is unlimited. Even if infinite time passed by, you would never reach the end, because my creation is infinite, and because that which is perfect must also be forever boundless. Knowledge pertaining to spiritual subjects can therefore never be completed. All the same, what you humans need to know, what is absolutely essential for the soul's maturing, can indeed be offered to you to a limited extent, yet it depends on your free will as to whether you want to add to this extent or whether you are satisfied with what I give to you. Time and again I say to you that you will receive an answer to every question. Time and again I invite you to ask questions in order to stimulate your thirst for knowledge, and time and again I offer you the opportunity to be mentally very active so that I can instruct you again in accordance with your will. However, don't consider your knowledge to have reached an end. Don't believe that you are already in possession of all knowledge. For it is an infinite subject your soul can still negotiate if it has the will to do so. Yet the knowledge you receive from me is certainly sufficient in order to motivate a fellow human being in turn to believe in a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. And anyone who accepts this knowledge can already call himself indescribably wealthy, for it is the truth. And a tiny grain of purest truth can offset a vast amount of knowledge which is interspersed by error and is more likely to obscure the human being's spirit. Pure truth alone is invaluable spiritual knowledge which merits the term knowledge. Only pure truth is illuminating, whereas teachings interspersed by errors will always leave gaps. They are concepts which often seem incomprehensible or incredible to a person who seriously desires to become knowledgeable. True knowledge, however, provides explanations for everything, because it is offered by me, the giver of truth. But true knowledge will time and again also give rise to questions. It will constantly inspire you anew to ask questions, so that it should increase and awaken the desire for more knowledge in a person. Inner desire presupposes enlargement of knowledge. This is why I welcome every thinking and questioning person who wants to be taught by me. And although he does not voice the question, I nevertheless answer him through my instrument, which I use as a mediator between him and me in order to express myself. Hence, you humans can receive extensive knowledge, No incomprehensible subject need exist for you if only you seriously strive for truth and enter into mental contact with me. However, I require your full attention, otherwise you will be unable to hear me. Otherwise I refuse to answer although you asked a question yet without seriously expecting an answer, which you demonstrate with your thoughts, which are truly not hidden from me. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Single quote. However, my prerequisite is a serious searching, an appealing thought and an expectation of my answer by listening within or by listening to a mediator. But then you will be instructed, you will be able to receive unlimited knowledge which completely corresponds to the truth. Amen.